Okay, Zach, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Well, Zach, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me.
You are the managing editor for Viva the Matadors, the SB Nation Texas Tech site.
That is correct.
How long have you been writing for them?
So I started actually back in February of this year, so not too long, but excited about football season. It's been really, really fun so far.
You're already the managing editor? You've been there since February?
Yes. I've got a lot of they hired me as the managing editor. I was the sports editor of the student newspaper at Texas Tech, and I worked for RedRaidersports.com, which is the Rivals affiliate, and a number of other websites. So they felt that I was a good enough replacement for the departing site manager.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's a very large vote of confidence.
Definitely.
Speaking of confidence, how are you guys feeling about Texas Tech's season so far?
The general consensus or the feeling around the Tech fan base has been tremendous optimism. I don't think people thought they'd start 3-0. It's been a really impressive start. Cliff Kingsbury entered the season kind of on a hot seat. It depends on who you ask, but I think there was a feeling that if he didn't succeed this year, he would be out. And he's really surprised some folks. He's got some good wins to start off already. Eastern Washington's a really good FCS program. Then he went and beat a Power 5 school, Arizona State, even though it's kind of a middling program. And then to go to Houston in their house and beat a very solid team with the best defensive player in all of college football with Ed Oliver. So overall, there's a lot of confidence around the Tech team. It's still I'm not really sold yet because I want to see how they do against Oklahoma State. And I think this will kind of give us an idea of how good the team really is. I think some people are a little overconfident right now, and then there's people like me who are like, who know better, and it's like, we'll see how they do against the real, true test. So
we can get to offense in a minute. Let's start with the defense. Texas has not been great in recent years. I don't think that's unfair to say.
To say the least, yeah.
but it seems so far that it has shown some actual improvement this year. What are you guys seeing?
So Kingsbury recruited a lot of JUCO transfers, and that has helped the team tremendously, especially adding the level of experience that they didn't have before. It was a very young team last year. Now he brought in some JUCO sophomores and juniors who have experience playing at a high level at prestigious junior colleges, and they've translated quite well. Dakota Allen, among the rest, that's the one everyone talks about from East Mississippi College. He actually was a freshman at Texas Tech, got into a little bit of trouble, transferred away, but then he ended up coming back for this season, and he's actually leading the team in tackles right now. He's got 27 already. He's got an interception. He's got a sack. So he's kind of been all over the place, and he has been a huge lift. And the linebacking core is the strength of this defense, and teams have struggled to stop to run the football against Texas Tech. They've still been able to get big chunks of yardage through the air, but overall this Tech defense has been able to force some turnovers, and that's the biggest difference. That's what they haven't been able to do in recent years is they've had this bend but don't break mindset. That was their style of play for the Big 12 or whatever, but it just really never panned out, and they couldn't force turnovers. And, yeah, they would bend, and then they would break after that. So it wasn't really working out very well. Now this team is more – focused on, okay, you know what, we're going to try our best not to give up a single first down. And I think that mentality has changed the performance level that they've had.
Okay. I kind of laughed myself either when I noticed that Dakota Allen won a Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week award. That's the first defensive player of the week Texas Tech has had in a long time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. But the guy's an animal. Like, he's he's really a huge lift to this defense, and it's definitely not the same team it was last year, which was last in the country in yards given up per game.
So aside from Allen, who's another defensive player that OSU fans should keep an eye on Saturday?
So the other linebacker is Jordan Brooks, and he is just as good, if not better, than Dakota Allen. It depends on who you ask. He's more of a run stopper kind of build. He gets penetration, but last week he did have an interception, and so he's competent in the passing game. But he does not give up a whole lot of yards to running backs, like. And he doesn't really let people break tackles. Once he makes contact, he generally brings people down. And, again, that's something we haven't seen from Tech defenders in a long time. Now, if Tech could have a version of Jordan Brooks and Dakota Allen all over the field, this would be an excellent defense. But I think those are the clear top two players. Deshaun Johnson's a safety. He does a formidable job. He's not amazing. And then the rest of the defense, we've got – or Tech's got some solid defensive line play, not great by any stretch, but for the Big 12, they can at least somewhat get to the quarterback. Texas Tech's defense is more prone to stopping pocket passer type quarterbacks, the only good thing in facing Mason Rudolph, because he's obviously a top three quarterback in the entire country. But the fact that he's not as mobile as some of other quarterbacks that have given Tech trouble, I think that's going to play to Tech's advantage, because they can kind of just sit back in coverage and not have to worry about putting a spy on him. So I think it's going to be a really interesting defensive matchup. And I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but it may not be as high-scoring as Oklahoma State would hope. It's not going to be a 60- or 70-point game that we've seen in the past.
Okay. That is interesting. I mean, he's not the most mobile. Like, he can move around, but no, he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't call him a running quarterback by any means.
Right, yeah.
How is – you say that Tech really been good at stopping the run. How are they against the pass?
So they're going to be vulnerable. That's just – they've always had a tough – had tough luck in the secondary. Again, Deshaun Johnson kind of anchors down the secondary. The corners have done a decent enough job, but they have been burned a few times already this year. And the Oklahoma State receiving core is pretty filthy, so there's not a lot of room for mistakes in this game. So I don't know. I would not assess them as an above-average secondary. The strength of the team is the linebacking core and sort of the defensive line. So they're going to need to get some pressure on Mason Rudolph early, and they're going to need to force a few turnovers if they're going to want to win this game.
So let's finally go to the offense. You guys lost. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes graduated. He's the Chiefs now. Now we've got Nick – pardon me, I'm never going to pronounce that last name right.
Oh, Shimonek.
Shimonek? Okay.
Yes.
How has he looked so far this year?
He is a fascinating player to me. So he originally enrolled at Iowa, and then he transferred, and he's been sitting behind pretty much all the so-called great quarterbacks at Texas Tech, Davis Webb, Baker Mayfield, and Patrick Mahomes. And he's just been kind of sitting, waiting his turn. He's now a fifth-year senior, and it's finally he gets the keys to the offense. And he is a really interesting player to watch, and I think even Oklahoma State fans will enjoy just watching his play, because you haven't seen anything like when he drops back to pass, he looks so calm, like as if he has no expectation that anyone's going to get through the offensive line. He just kind of stands there, and he's kind of chilling, kind of looking around. He doesn't, like, bounce on his toes when he's in the pocket or anything like that. He literally just stands there. He might step to the left if he's throwing a screen or, shift his feet a little bit. But overall, he just kind of stands. And it's like, dude, shouldn't you be, like, kind of bouncing around or moving around in the pocket? Like, he shows no fear. It's like he's born. He was born in the pocket, and he just that's all he knows. So in that regard, he is a very interesting player to watch. Now he's played really, really well, and really he's been an efficient passer. He threw his first interception in the game against Houston last week, and it wasn't entirely his fault. He's just been a very accurate passer. Now, a lot of these passes in the Texas Tech offense are obviously screen plays, and so those are high-percentage throws. But he has been able to throw the ball down the field. He's got a decent arm. And, again, he's just a very confident passer. He has a lot of great receivers at his disposal, and that's certainly going to help. He's got speed demons in the slot. He's got Derek Willis on the outside who can go up and grab a ball over some defenders. And I think this is just a really good I think this offense is better than it was last year with Mahomes because the ball is getting to the playmakers more often now. Because there would be times when Mahomes would just kind of scramble for 8 yards. But Szymanek, he just gets the ball in the hands of the playmakers like a Kiki QT or Justin Stockton or Cameron Batson. And he finds those guys and he lets them do the work. And they'll pick up bigger gains than Mahomes could do by himself just carrying the offense.
That's interesting. Right. You kind of make it sound like he's better than Mahomes.
Oh, he's not better than Mahomes, a player, but he's better for this offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Texas Tech is known for the passing game. What is the run game like for Tech this year?
So, the running game's interesting. Justin Stockton's the leading rusher. He's got 200 yards. He's averaging 6.5 yards a carry. It's been a pretty solid run game so far. And, you know, when you pass the ball well, it kind of opens up those running lanes and defenses just aren't really looking for that, especially against Texas Tech. The Red Raider reputation is they're going to throw and they're not going to try to run. Well, that's not really true. They'll run the ball on you if you give it to them. And Stockton's the lead back. Trey King, another JUCO transfer, he is the second leading rusher. He's got 120 yards and a touchdown, and he's averaging 8.5 yards a carry. So those two have been good. Now the short yardage back is Desmond Nisby, and he is just a power back. He's very strong. He's very tough to get down. And whenever Tech is in a short yardage situation, whether it's, you know, third and short, fourth and short, or goal line situations, if he's on the field, you know that he's going to be the one getting the ball. And he is almost automatic down there. Now, he has fumbled at the goal line once. He was trying to get greedy and reaching for the end zone, and someone knocked it out. That's, you know, running backs 101. Don't do that. But overall, if he can just protect the football, he's good for 2 yards every single time. So, again, it's not going to be the strength of the offense, the running game, but it is. It can do some damage, and there are some playmakers in the backfield.
I noticed your top three all average at worst 5.5 yards per carry. So
yep.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, exactly. So people don't typically respect the run game at Texas Tech, but you have to, because if you don't, they can get those 5-6 yards each time. And Kingsbury's not dumb. He's not going to abandon something if it's working.
Well, you guys have had some solid running backs before, so
yeah,
it's not like Tech hasn't ever had a good back or hasn't had a solid run game. It's
yes.
just that, you know, you guys are just so much more well known for
exactly
the ball 800 pounds a game.
Yep.
So if there's one weakness on Tech's team so far that you guys have seen, what is that?
I would say secondary. I just don't have a lot of confidence in it. I think they can get beat over the top by good receivers. And I think James Washington can have a field day if Tech doesn't really focus on stopping him, but there's other receivers that are going to have to be stopped. And I think that's going to be the focus. That's going to be the team. That's going to be the group that's going to have to step up the most is the secondary, because obviously Rudolph's going to try and carve him up, and he's very capable of doing that. And so that's the weakness that I see, and they're going to have to play out of their minds if they want to win this game.
You mentioned before Kingsbury being on the hot seat, which I think most fans have thought, you know, coming into this year, if he didn't play well, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to keep him around. What, I know you guys started 3-0. What does, has he done enough so far to stick around for another year? Is there something more? Does he need to reach a bowl game?
So I would say he does need to reach a bowl game. The Big 12 is really good this year. I don't think people are giving the conference enough credit. There's a lot of tough teams, a lot of tough outs, and it's not going to be easy to get those six wins. So I definitely don't think he's done enough, because there's a very good chance he only wins two conference games. And then you're like, okay, well, another 5-7 year. Like, that's just what we're going to get with Kingsbury. And I don't think Red Raider Nation's going to be okay with that. They're going to want someone new, although he is the chosen one. He is the beloved child of Lubbock. So I think a lot of fans are conflicted. Some people want him here forever and ever, regardless of his record. And other more pragmatic people want him to succeed or get out.
I mean, it's fair. You think you could, at Texas Tech would be at least able to consistently reach a bowl game.
I see Tech as a perennial 7-8 win team at best, and with the occasional 9-win season peppered in, and an occasional 5-win season. Like, that's college football, you know. Like, there's recruiting turnover, there's a lot of different things going on, but if you can average 7.5-8 wins per season, I think that's all Red Raider fans can really expect or really ask of a team that's located in Lubbock, Texas.
I say that's very modest and honest of you to say average 7.5-8 wins.
Yeah, man. No, I think the expectations are a lot lower for Tech, but, you know, ever since Mike Leach came around and he showed that you can win there, a lot of fans have been more demanding, and they believe that Tech can win 10 games every year, but that's just not practical. Like, that's not who Tech is.
I will say, I do think you guys have a bowl game this year. As good as I think the Big 12 is, if your defense is as improved as it looks through 3 weeks,
yeah,
you shouldn't have a problem picking up 3 more wins.
Yeah, going 3-0 is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have a prediction for Saturday?
Oh, man. I think this is going to be a wild one.
Texas Tech usually are.
Yeah, exactly. As you can see, I'm pretty objective about Texas Tech.
Yeah, 7.5 wins, yeah.
No one has ever called me a Texas Tech homer at all, but as objectively as I can look at this game, I truly believe Texas Tech can win this game. Because of just the matchups, you know, and because I think Oklahoma State's defense was kind of exploited or exposed last week against TCU. And I think Tech saw that, and that Tech offense saw that, and they're like, well, we're just as good as TCU's offense, so why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we put up 59 points? So I think there's a lot of college football is so centered on momentum. And when you have momentum going, it's kind of hard to stop. So I think they're rolling right now. They're going to be at home. And they're against a team that has a less than average defense. I think Houston's defense was better than Oklahoma State's defense. So I really wouldn't be surprised if Tech wins this one in a shootout, something like, I don't know, 42-37.
Okay, 42-37.
Now, I will say, I respect the heck out of Oklahoma State. I think Mason Rudolph is one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and I think Mike Gundy is a far better coach than Cliff Kingsbury. And although typically when you have the better coach and the better quarterback, you're going to win the game. So I'm kind of like on the fence about this prediction, but the way Texas Tech's defense has been playing, And the way the offense has looked, I don't see why they can't eke out a win at home.
It's a night game in Lubbock. Crazy
yeah.
things happen in the desert at night.
Yes, exactly. That has been proven over and over.
All right, well, Zach, man, this has been great. Are you going to the game?
I am not. No, I'm not making the six-hour trek out there. I will be sitting comfortably in Austin watching from my living room.
I think that's exactly what I'll be doing. Arkansas, not Austin. But.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you talking to me today. This was insightful.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and good luck.